Sons of God will have signs and wonders following them. They'll put away childish things. They'll cultivate understanding, and they love change. All right, let's get to the practical part. Here's my ending right here. How do I begin the growth process? Number one, how do I begin the growth process? Okay, Pastor Dollar, I know I need to grow, and I know I need to change and all that, but how am I going to start the growth process? Number one, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he says, I place before you life and death, blessings and cursings. But he says, you choose. He said, choose life. Choose life. Now, in this series of teachings, I've placed before you what it means to be a son of God, what it means to be a child of God. Now, you're going to have to make a choice. What it means to be a spiritual man, what it means to be a carnal man. You're going to have to make a choice now. And I'll tell you what I believe God said that day when he said, choose life. I believe he said, if you're too dumb to know what to choose, let me give you a hint. Choose life. And I said again, let me give you a hint. Choose son of God. Choose spiritual man. So the first thing you got to do to start this process, number one, make a decision. Make a decision. A decision is an open door into reality. Decision is an open door into reality. In other words, it'll never become real until you make the decision. When you make the decision, heaven will back you up. I want you to notice the day you made a decision to be born again. I want you to notice no demon in hell was able to stop your born again process from coming to pass. Decision is the open door into reality. You can't say, well, I want to change. Well, I need to change. I believe I should change. That's not a decision. That's not a decision. You have to make a quality decision. I will grow. I will change. And when you make that decision, all heaven is ready to back up that decision that you've made. You cannot expect to grow living in the land of indecisiveness. You've got to make a decision about growth. Just like you have to make a decision about losing weight. You can't sit up there talking about, you know, while you eating a Twinkie, I know I need to lose weight, child. I need to hurry up and do something about this. Well, pass the milk. I got milk. I really need to lose some weight. I really want to, because I ain't got nothing to wear. I don't know anything, you know. Sure, really want to. I'm believing God I'm going to lose some weight. You know, like, you're not going to ever lose any weight. Why? Because you've not opened the door into reality. And that's not going to happen until you make a decision of quality. Number two, the second thing you have to do is found in Romans chapter 12. Would you flip there for a moment? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. This is something I want you to get, because without this step, you're not going to see growth. You're not going to see change. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be ye not conformed. Are you there? Be ye not conformed to this world. Or don't be just like this world. But be ye transformed. Now, if you look in your Amplified Bible, it has in parentheses the word what?
Change.
And we know that is growth. Be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. And what will happen once you renew your mind? You will do what? Prove what? Good and acceptable and perfect what? Will of God. Now, folks, here it is. If you don't change your mind by the Word, you're not going to change. If you don't change your mind by the Word, you're not going to grow. So that means you're going to have to make some decisions to get in the Word, to read your Bible, to get in those tapes, to read books that go along with that Bible, to come to church, to hear that Word. Because unless the Word changes your thinking, your life won't change. And life changes start with thought changes. And you're not going to change your life until you change your thinking, because your life is the subtotal of what you think and how you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. And so we're expecting change to take place in our lives, but we don't want to change our thinking. And the Bible says, here's how you're going to start growing. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Come to church, sit down, listen to Word just like this, and just let it get in you until it changes your thinking. I'm trying to change your thinking. Every time you come in here, I'm trying to change your thinking.